This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Imend IV. Active ingredient, fosaprepit and dimeglamine. This leaflet provides important information about using Imend IV. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Imend IV. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I being given Imend IV? Imend IV contains the active ingredient fosaprepit and dimeglamine. Imend IV belongs to a group of medicines called neurokinin 1, NK1 receptor antagonists. It works by blocking the actions of substances in your brain, called substance P neurokinins, that cause nausea and vomiting. Imend IV is used in combination with other medicines to prevent nausea, feeling sick and vomiting associated with cancer chemotherapy. Your doctor may have prescribed Imend IV for another reason. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Imend IV has been prescribed for you. The safety and effectiveness of Imend IV in children and teenagers under the age of 18 years have not been established. Imend IV is not addictive. What should I know before I am given Imend IV? Warnings. Do not use Imend IV if you are allergic to fosaprepit and dimeglamine, aprepitant, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You are taking the following medicines. Sisapride, used to treat stomach reflux. Pimazide, used to treat psychotic conditions. Terfenadine and anastemizole, antihistamines used for allergic conditions, including hay fever. St. John's wort, a herb used to treat depression. Using Imend IV with these medicines may cause serious or life-threatening reactions. You're breastfeeding or plan to breastfeed. It is not known if Imend IV passes into breast milk. You and your doctor should discuss whether you should stop breastfeeding or not be given Imend IV. The packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. The expiry date on the pack has passed. If you use this medicine after the expiry date has passed, it may not work. If you are not sure whether you should start using Imend IV, talk to your doctor. Check with your doctor if you have or have had any other medical conditions, are pregnant, or intend to become pregnant. Imend IV has not been studied in pregnant women. Imend IV should be used during pregnancy only if clearly needed. Have any allergies to any other medicines or any other substances, such as foods, preservatives, or dyes? If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you are given any Imend IV. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Imend IV has not been studied in pregnant women. Imend IV should be used during pregnancy only if clearly needed. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. It is not known if Imend IV passes into breast milk. You and your doctor should discuss whether you should stop breastfeeding or not be given Imend IV. What if I am taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines should not be taken with Imend IV. These include Sisapride, used to treat stomach reflux. Pimazide, used to treat psychotic conditions. Terfenadine and anastemizole, antihistamines used for allergic conditions, including hay fever. St. John's wort, a herb used to treat depression. Using Imend IV with these medicines may cause serious or life-threatening reactions. Some medicines may interfere with Imend IV and affect how it works. These include warfarin, used to prevent blood clots. Your doctor may order additional blood tests to check the effect of warfarin after you have been given Imend IV. Rifampicin, an antibiotic used to treat tuberculosis and other infections. Ketoconazole, used to treat fungal infections. Oral contraceptive pills, also known as the pill. Alternative or backup measures of contraception should be used during treatment with Imend IV and for 1 month following the last dose of Imend IV. Paroxetine, used to treat depression and obsessive compulsive and panic disorders. diltiazem, used to treat angina and high blood pressure. Midazolam, triazolam, or alprazolam, used as sedatives or to treat anxiety or panic disorder. Dexamethasone or methylprednisolone, steroid medicines used for a variety of conditions. Certain cancer chemotherapy agents, including etoposide, vinorelbine, paclitaxel. Tolbutamide, used to treat diabetes. Phenytoin, used to treat epilepsy. These medicines may be affected by MIV or may affect how well it works. You may need different amounts of your medicine, or you may need to take different medicines. Your doctor or pharmacist has more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while using MIV. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect MIV. How am I given MIV? How much to be given? MIV is to be given intravenously by your doctor, and it contains 150 mg of fosaprepitant as the active ingredient. MIV must only be administered by your doctor or nurse. Day 1, day of chemotherapy. MIV 150 mg may be given to you as an infusion over 20 to 30 minutes, approximately 30 minutes, before you start your chemotherapy treatment. Follow all directions given to you by your doctor carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. How long to use it? Chemotherapy induced nausea and vomiting. MIV 150 mg is given only on the day of chemotherapy. If you use too much MIV, if you think that you have been given too much MIV, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while being given MIV? Things you should do. Women taking oral contraceptive pills for birth control should also use other methods of contraception during treatment with MIV and for 1 month following the last dose of MIV. This is because oral contraceptive pills may not work as well when using MIV. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, tell your doctor and pharmacist that you are using MIV. Call your doctor straight away if you become pregnant while using MIV. Managing your chemotherapy-induced nausea and vomiting. Small frequent meals or eating a snack before your chemotherapy treatment may help you to tolerate it better. Talk to your doctor, pharmacist, or nurse for more information. Driving or using machines. Be careful driving or operating machinery until you know how MIV affects you. MIV generally does not cause any problems with your ability to drive the car or operate machinery. However, as with many medicines, it may cause certain side effects in some people, including tiredness and dizziness. Make sure you know how you react to MIV before you drive the car or operate machinery. Looking after your medicine. MIV will be stored in the pharmacy or on the ward. It is kept in a refrigerator, where the temperature stays between 2 to 8 degrees Celsius. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? MIV helps most people with nausea and vomiting associated with cancer chemotherapy, but it may have unwanted side effects in a few people. All medicines can have side effects. Sometimes they are serious, most of the time they are not. You may need medical treatment if you get some of the side effects. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do? Tell your doctor if you notice or have any of the following, and they worry you. Tiredness. Generally feeling unwell. Muscle weakness. Headache, dizziness. Constipation, diarrhea. Indigestion, heartburn, loss of appetite. Gas from the stomach or bowel, wind, hiccups or hiccoughs, vomiting, disorientation, chills, hot flushes, bloating, pain on urination, changes to your walking pattern, acne, injection site pain, hardening at the injection site, redness and/or itching at infusion site. Most of these are the more common side effects. For the most part, these have been mild. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Tell your doctor immediately if you notice the following: slow, fast, or irregular heartbeat, severe upper stomach pain, symptoms of severe sunburn, such as redness, itching, pain, swelling, or blistering, signs of anemia such as being short of breath when exercising, looking pale, frequent signs of infections such as fever, severe chills, sore throat, or mouth ulcers, infusion site reactions, ISR at or near the infusion site. These reactions have happened with IMID-IV. Most severe ISR have happened with a certain type of chemotherapy medicine that can burn or blister your skin, vesicant with side effects, including pain, swelling and redness. Death of skin tissue, necrosis has happened in some people getting this type of chemotherapy medicine. If any of the following happen, tell your doctor immediately, or go to accident and emergency at your nearest hospital. Swelling of the face, lips, mouth, throat, or tongue which may cause difficulty in breathing, or swallowing. Pinkish, itchy swellings on the skin, also called hives, or nettle rash. Severe skin reactions, including the inside of the nose or mouth. Serious decrease of blood pressure. These may be serious side effects. If you have them, you may be having a serious allergic reaction to IMID-IV. You may need urgent medical attention. These side effects are rare. Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What IMID-IV contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Fosaprepitant dimeglamine. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Disodium etidate. Polysorbate 80. Lactose. Sodium hydroxide, or hydrochloric acid. IMID-IV does not contain gluten, sucrose, tartrazine, or any other azo-dyes. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What IMID-IV looks like. IMID-IV 150 mg comes as a white to off-white powder in a glass vial, OSTAR 167061. Who distributes IMID-IV? Merck Sharp. Ann. Dome, Australia Pty Ltd. Level 1, Building A, 26 Talavera Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 21113. This leaflet was prepared in November 2023. RCN 00002-4483. Copyright 2023 Merck. Ann. Co. Inc. Rahway, NJ, USA, and its affiliates. All rights reserved.